Welcome to danielswindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 through 4. It says, devote yourselves to prayer. So prayer is something we need to have a devotion. We know a lot of people do have devotion, you know, they get up and have a small devotion, but we also need to be devoted to prayer. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are unvoted to prayer. They unvote that they don't want to do it today, but we need to be devoted. It needs to be something in our daily practice. You know, in fact, the scripture says be unceasing when it comes to prayer. So devote yourself to prayer. And there's prayer, we need to be unceasing. Of course, we're always praying to God. I talked about having one ear to the Lord and always, you know, talking with Him and always praying about things as I go through the day. But we also need to have a time where it's devoted to prayer and prayer only, where we're not trying to multitask. We're not trying to pray with God while we're driving. We're not trying to pray with God while we're cooking or doing other things. We need to have a time where it's completely devoted to prayer, where God has our full attention. And God's going to give us His full attention. Devote yourself to prayer. Keep an alert and with an attitude of thanksgiving. You know, be watch. That's why we're teaching here, danielswindow.org. We will watch and pray. We need to be alert. Too many people are not alert. Too many things happen to people and they didn't see it coming because they didn't spend time in prayer. Many times God will tell you about something coming in prayer, something to watch out for, something to be ready for. And even if He doesn't give you those words, many times He strengthens your heart and comforts your heart when those things do come to pass. You're ready to stand and have done all stand. But if you don't pray, if you don't have a devoted time to pray, then you're going to find yourself on the wrong side of tomorrow. Devote yourself to prayer. Keep an alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. So we always need to have an attitude of thanksgiving. Many times I've seen people pray, you know, in church, they go down and kneel, and I've watched them with this great, you know, solemn look on their face and this gravity on their face, and they go down in prayer, and they come up with the same look. They didn't go down in prayer with an attitude of thanksgiving. We always need to have an attitude of thanksgiving. Even when things are going horribly wrong, you know, for us, we need to have an attitude of thanksgiving that God knows best and that God is, you know, going to get us through this. Rather than blaming God, rather than, you know, blame society and blame the devil and everything else, we always need to have an attitude of thanksgiving. Keep an alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. Praying at the same time for us as well. So we need not forget. Many times we think our pastors are just invincible or just so strong. And of course, when they come crashing down, you know, through a fall of grace, then we're surprised. But we need to lift them up. They're just as man. They're being tempted in all the same ways. Nobody gets beyond temptation. Temptation must come, Jesus said. But woe is the one who brings it, but temptation must come. So we need to keep our elders, you know, and our church leaders up in prayer. Pray at the same time for us as well, Paul is saying, that God will open to us a door for the word. So if we don't ask for a door for to be opened, then God's not going to open a door. And also, the doors are open sometimes, and we got to know who opened that door. Was it God or was it the devil? So God will open up to us a door for the word that we may speak the forth the mystery of Christ, because Christ is a mystery, and we need to speak it in the right way. For which I have also been in prison, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. You know, many times you go to a class to learn how to, you know, how to evangelize and go out on the street, or how to evangelize at work, and a lot of times it's just this is the way you do it, and here's the way to do it, and it's like calling somebody, I know, for a call center, and they have their verbiage they give, they have their spiel they give, and there's no other way out of it. We need to be open, because not everybody's going to hear the gospel the right way, and we need to know how to do it. We're going to the well in the middle of the city. We need to talk about living water. We need to be open for, you know, to be able to speak how we ought to speak to according to the person we're speaking to. And it's quite fine to learn, you know, theories and how to approach somebody, but we need to be open enough to learn multiple ways and be led by the Holy Spirit to speak as we ought to speak. And of course, Paul is praying even as a pastor, as a teacher, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. Because many times we're not being clear, especially if we're using Christianese as somebody who is unfamiliar with Christianese, unfamiliar with church language, that we need to ask, you know, God to open doors not only for the ministers but for ourselves, that we may make it clear as we ought to speak so that people may understand it. So devote yourself to prayer. Have a devoted time doing nothing else, no multitasking. Keep an alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. So we need to always have a thanksgiving, no matter why we're going down in prayer. Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the words that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, and it is a mystery to many people, for which I have also been in prison, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.